This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour now of the Jesse Kelly Show. Monday has flown by. This week is flying by already, Chris. I think it's a wonderful Monday. A wonderful Monday. And you know what, Chris? I don't like your attitude about this Monday. I'm sensing an attitude over there that you... I know you don't do Mondays. You don't do Mondays. You don't do mornings. Chris, have you ever considered the possibility that we have to do what management tells us to do? Remember, this. I don't own the show. What if they move us to mornings? You're not going to survive, buddy. You're not going to survive. You won't be alive, Chris, if we have to show up here. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to carry the load. Not that I'm not already. I'm out here.
Changing people's lives.
No, don't worry, Chris. We're not going anywhere. No, I was just joking. Don't worry. We're not going anywhere. We'll be right here on your drive home. Or actually, I guess a lot of people listen the next day. Or your drive to work still. All right, I have to get to something. I have a couple things. I'm going to get to some emails and whatnot before I get to the cutting off of gas and female M&Ms and some other stuff. Ann Arbor, that's in Michigan. It's a dirty, filthy town with this despicable university in it. I'm not going to go into all the details. Anyway, Ann Arbor schools mandate masks for 2 weeks. Now, right about now, you're probably mad or you're rolling your eyes. You're thinking, what? That's ridiculous. You know what I did when I read that headline? I laughed. Because I think it's hilarious. You know why I laughed? You know why I think it's hilarious? One, the state of Michigan, which is honestly, as much as I despise that filthy university, the state of Michigan really is a very cool state. Been fishing up there and stuff like that because I used to live in Ohio. It's a beautiful state. And they have destroyed that state. And when COVID rolled around, Governor Ratchet of Michigan chose to become one of the worst tyrants in the United States of America. Andrew Cuomo gets all the attention for murdering 15,000 New Yorkers with his policies. Governor Ratchet was doing the same stuff in Michigan. And she abused her people and abused her businesses and abused all these kids in school after school after school. 2 years of abuse from her. And at the end of that 2 years, Michiganders. I don't know. I'm from Ohio, not that dirty state. Anyway, no, seriously. Michiganders promptly went out to the polls and overwhelmingly voted her back into office and voted in a Democrat supermajority in both houses of the legislature. So we've had this talk before. I probably shouldn't be this way. Maybe this is spiteful, Jesse. I don't know. I probably shouldn't be this way, but I think it's hilarious. You know why I think it's hilarious? One, because I'm a bad person, but two, stupid people are real. You know this. You've dealt with them in your life. Stupid people are real. And as nice and soft as this society has become, we love to imagine that we should just accept the stupid person, or the stupid person will just wake up one day. But the truth is, that's not reality. The only chance, almost always, the only chance you have to make a stupid person smart is for that stupid person to feel all the pain that comes from their inherent stupidity. And maybe eventually they'll be under such pain, such suffering, that they will wake up one day and say, man, I'm stupid. And it was all my stupidity that brought us here. I'll stop being stupid now. And then they'll be smart. The only way to help a stupid person is to allow that idiot to feel the effects of his stupidity. So when Michiganders get locked down again, and they will, when little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden in school have to put on masks again, and they will, when schools get shut down in blue places like Michigan, and parents all of a sudden have to homeschool again, I have to take time off of work, my kid is stressed, I am going to love it. And I'm going to love it because you had a chance. In the very beginning, maybe I gave you a shot, but you had a chance. You experienced 2 years of misery. And at the end of that 2 years, you promptly went to the polls and said, woo, more of that, baby. So more of it you're going to get. And you're going to get it over and over and over and over again. And if you're a Michigander listening to the sound of my voice and you keep voting Democrat, I want you to know you're stupid. And everyone in your state now, they all have to pay for how stupid you are. See, that's the problem. When you're a stupid voter, it's not just your stupidity hurting yourself. Your stupidity actually hurts everybody. You have weapons-grade stupidity, really. It's nuclear level. And look, and I'm not going to be nice to, you know how much I care for older people too. I'm going to look at you right now too, because there are so many of them in Michigan, older Democrats, oh, blue collar Democrats. I'm a union guy. And you go vote Democrat every time because that's what I've always done. That's what daddy did too. Guess what? You're stupid. And as your state gets destroyed, I want you to know you did it. Okay. So don't blame. No. This is what you're going to do. You're going to blame this specific politician or, no, I wouldn't have done it this way. No. You voted for it time and time and time again. Whenever you see a kid masked, whenever you see substance abuse numbers going up, alcohol abuse numbers going up, spousal abuse numbers going up, child abuse numbers going up, whenever you see the businesses shutting down, when you see the people start leaving your state, the tax revenue going down, so your taxes going up, whenever you see the crime going, all these things, I want you, whenever you see them and you get mad, I want you to go grab a mirror. It's almost always one in the bathroom. I want you to go to the bathroom and look in that mirror and look at it closely and say, it's your fault. Because it is. Because your idiocy is killing everybody. And I'm thrilled about it. I didn't want you to have to experience pain. I don't want you to have to experience that. But I don't know of another way to wake you up. So, like I've talked about this before when it comes to crime in big cities. We were talking about it when it comes to New York not long ago. That I've run out of mercy for the New York Democrat who continues to vote Democrat. I don't have any mercy left when you get mugged. I don't. Oh, no, my sister got assaulted on the way home. You tell me how you vote before I tell you how much I care. Oh, your sister got assaulted? Man, that's terrible. Oh, multi-time felon, that's terrible. Hey, who'd you vote for in the last election? Oh, you voted for Eric Adams and Alvin Bragg? Oh, cool, it's your fault. I don't care. That's how it's going to go from now on. Until these people experience the pain of their stupidity, nothing gets better. Speaking of pain, Jesse, I enjoyed your story about the long walk with the rucksack. Some finish and some don't. Reminded me of 1970 Ranger School. There was a one-legged Ranger staff sergeant driving behind the gaggle in an Army Dodge pickup. If you fell out, the truck picked you up, never to be seen in Ranger School again. On one of these runs, you could help your buddy, and some you couldn't. If you helped a buddy but didn't make the time, you received 25 bad points, hard to overcome, but the truck didn't get you. I actually have a little story about that. So we were, by the way, we talk about helping your buddy. Let me explain. When you go on these long, we call them humps in the Marine Corps, but forced marches or whatever they are, you're always carrying a ton of weight. You're not out for a hike. Just give me a walking stick. You have all kinds of weight and things like that on you. And weight requirements. They will check your pack beforehand. Sometimes they'll weigh it. Your pack has to weigh a lot. And then, like for me, I was in weapons platoon. So not only did I have my M16 like all the regular infantry guys did, I had various pieces of mortar equipment I would have to strap to myself and carry. And so would all the guys in our platoon. Heavy machine guns. We just had various pieces of equipment out there. And when you go out on these humps, you're not allowed to fall out or you'll get in very, very, very deep trouble. You don't fall. And more than the trouble, the pride. The looking like a wuss in front of everybody, that's worse than anything else. So you can't do it. Now, on most of these humps, though, there was a policy in place where if someone's fallen out, a buddy's fallen out, and you're okay and you can do it, you can grab a piece of his gear and hump extra. I've had to do it for my boys before. One of my buddies was super, super sick in Kuwait, and he went on the hump anyway, and he wasn't making it. We had about 2 hours left, and he was like, Kelly, I need help. And I had to take extra mortar equipment and strap it on there just to get him through the daggone hump. Lots of the time, you're allowed to do that. And I need to stress this before I get into my story. Lots of times, you're allowed to push someone along. You get behind them, put a hand in their back, and try to push them up back into the formation. Now, that can go wrong, and it most definitely went wrong for me one time, and I will explain that story in just a moment. Before I explain that story, allow me to explain this. Your home title is not a piece of paper. That's how I always thought of it. I didn't know any better. Your home title is now electronic. Yes, you, that home you own. Your home title is electronic. Because it's electronic, it's become a huge cybercrime problem in this country. They hack into the titles. They forge your signature on it. They go to various lending institutions, and they'll take out 4 or 5 loans on your home. They'll take off with the money you don't even know for a couple months, and you find out, what? Late payment? What? They'll evict you from your home. Go to HometitleLock.com. This is free, by the way. HometitleLock.com, and put in your address right now and find out if you're already a victim. You might be, and you don't even know it. While you're there, you might want to sign up for protection. We have protection in our house now after it happened to us. It's never going to happen again. HometitleLock.com. Protect yourself from that, all right? Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I think Chris is going blind, everyone. So get this. No, shut up, Chris. You know what? I'll get to that story in a second. I have to finish my story real quick. I was just going over, in case you're just joining us, about how when you're in the Marines, if you're on a hump or a force march, you would know it as, oftentimes you're allowed to push somebody or carry their gear. Well, in Kuwait, they really ramped everything up, the intensity of everything, so you're getting ready to go to Iraq. And we were going on this hump, and it wasn't a far one. And let me clarify something. Whenever they tell you it's not going to be far, remember, we go on humps that were 10 miles, 15 miles. I think we did a 20 one time. If they ever tell you you're going on a hump and it's going to be 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles, you should probably just go AWOL right there. And this is why. That means you're basically going to sprint. The worst, most miserable ones I ever went on are the short ones. They're trying to kill you. They're attempting to murder you. And I knew we were doubly in trouble for this one because they gathered us up the night before and they said, you are not allowed. It's going to be a short one. Don't worry, everyone. They actually pulled the don't worry. It's going to be a short one. So already everyone who's been in for a while, as we were thinking, oh gosh, here we go. And they said, and you're not allowed to help anyone who falls out. Falling out is when you fall behind, can't go anymore. And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. I hate to be a conspiracy theorist here, but if it's so short, why are people going to fall out? It almost seems like you have bad things planned for us. And they most definitely did. So keep in mind, I have, I'm an older Marine. I'm an NCO. I'm a corporal at this point in time. And I have Marines under me, young Marines who are pretty fresh to the Marines. They were called, we called them boots. Any new Marine is called a boot. You're a boot if you're a new Marine. It's not a complimentary term, you should note, but you're a boot. So I had boots, and the boots, it always takes time with most of them to get hardened up and get ready to do this stuff. And so I was used to every single hump having to grab some of their gear and hump it along or push them along. Come on, buddy, you can do it. Come on, do it. Or I would use other methods that weren't that nice, but I'll just stick with that one for now. But I'm used to doing that. We take off on, I swear, it was a freaking jog. We had to have 100 pounds of gear on, so we were carrying extra ammo. We were going to the range to shoot, and it was brutal. And guys start dropping like flies. They just start falling out and falling out and falling out. And I'm watching my guys, my boots, they're dropping like flies. I'm thinking, oh, gosh. And I'm dying myself, but I'm thinking, this sucks. It looks terrible for me. My guys are dropping out. And so the company Gunny, he's a high-ranking NCO, staff NCO. Just know that. He's a huge, he's very important, and he can destroy your life. Happens to be right beside me at the time. He normally walks up and down the formation as you're humping along. He happens to be right beside me at the time. I didn't see him. My guy started falling out. Now, we were wearing flak jackets, bulletproof vests, okay? If you ever see a flak jacket, a modern-day one, if you ever see it from the back, you will notice there's a handle at the top of the back, at the base of the neck, top of the back, whatever you want to put it, a handle. Why, Chris said? That's so you can drag wounded men off the battlefield easily. You reach in, grab that handle, you can drag someone off. So that's the reason the handle was there. My guy starts to fall out right beside me. I'm wanting him to finish. I was trying to be nice. And so I reach over and I grab this handle that's up there and I give him a push. I didn't know how done he really was because I gave him a push with all this gear on his back. Oh, he went forward. The upper half of him did. His feet might as well have been drilled into the ground. I pushed. And think how badly this looked. I pushed, and I'm still, as he starts to push over, I then am trying to hold him because I can feel him falling over, and I don't want to smash his face in the ground. However, think of how that looks to the company gunny right beside me. It looked like I basically face-bombed him into the desert floor. And he starts screaming at me, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, gunny, and I go ahead and push on. I got in so much trouble for that. They almost demoted me. They threatened to write me up for that whole. They thought I basically abused the kid and I wasn't allowed to touch him anyway. I was trying to be nice. Goes to show what you get for trying to be nice. Hi, Jesse. I love the dog discussion on Friday. My husband was stationed at Kirtland and we had to live in the dumpster fire of Albuquerque. I like Albuquerque. Albuquerque, that's the first place I ever ate papados. Clear, so you've never even spent any time there. I like Albuquerque. You've been once, maybe. Anyway, I guess this lady didn't like it. Said she had a 14-month-old and a 6-month, and she was 6 months pregnant. Ooh, that's tough. She was alone at the park and her dog, with her baby and a dog, when a gangbanger sauntered over to where we were. As soon as he got close, my shepherd positioned himself between us and started to growl. I heard the loser say, "Oh, not with the dog there." This is a good old-fashioned pound shepherd with no training. I have no doubt he saved us that day. Thanks for all you do. Ladies, a dog, all right? Couple things on that. One, I have a little story about that as well, something similar to that, not with the dog. Two, your dog does take care of you. He does. Take care of your dog, too. As the great Dr. Dennis Black of Rough Greens always says, dog food is dead food. I'm not ripping on your dog's food. It's not like we feed Fred some fancy steak dinner every night. He has dog food just like yours does, but he needs more, right? He needs vitamins. He needs antioxidants. He needs health. Plus, he used to puke all over the freaking place. get some rough greens, man. It's not new food. You just pour it on the food. It's just a supplement for your dog to have the nutrients he needs. R-U-F-F, by the way. And he's handing out a free bag. You get this free Jumpstart trial bag and tell me your dog isn't healthier. My dog doesn't even get ear infections anymore. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free bag. All you pay is the shipping. Where's the loss in that? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Take care of your puppy. They take care of you. And again, ladies, especially you ladies who live alone or are alone, so he's away at work, consider a dog. Consider a dog of decent size, please. I'm not ripping on your little rat dog. Keep your rat dog. Get a big dog to go with him. Get yourself a decent-sized dog. It doesn't have to be some Rottweiler that's going to eat your face off, although Rottweilers are actually great dogs. I love Rottweilers. It doesn't have to be some big, scary dog. Get a big dog, right? All right, I have my own little story about the gangbanger thing. And then a ban on gas stoves? Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Chris is a dirty liar before we get to the gas thing. I feel like Chris has been dishonest. So, you know, I've been very honest with you that the hair is definitely going and the eyes are definitely going. I fought it for years. And finally, I couldn't read the time on the stove, on the clock, and on the stove, on the clock, and the oven. I couldn't read the time on the oven in the kitchen anymore from across the kitchen. And I knew probably time to get checked out. And now I have glasses. Actually, I had two pair of glasses, and I need to be clear. You've never seen me in them, and you never will. One pair is for watching TV, because the TV was getting blurry. The other pair, they gave me some shades, some sunglasses that were prescription. I used those for driving down in Houston. I need to clarify. It was $500 for two pairs of glasses. $500. So I recently busted out my car shades because I needed to see road signs a little clearer. I guess that's important. And one of the lenses falls right out of them. And I looked and the shades are busted. Well, I'm not spending another $250. So I've been driving half blind for a couple weeks now, and I'm getting the hang of it. I feel like I'm getting the hang of it. That's one. But I know you remember when I confessed these things to you on the show. I know you remember when Chris Chris thought it was so funny that I was going blind. Ah, ha, ha. He lived it up with you when you sent your hurtful emails in to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Four-eyed Jesse and Stevie Wonder Jesse and Blind Jesse. I remember all the... Oh, I remember. I believe one person called me Helen Keller, which is really not very nice. You're not very nice. And Chris thought all those were so funny. Well, I've noticed something recently. You see, I have to wear headphones when I do radio. I hate that, but I do. It's not to hear myself. I love hearing myself. It's to hear anything Chris has to say to me or Michael has to say to me. So I have to have headphones in. But I hate those big, stupid ones that go over your head and over your ears. It just bothers me. Shut up, Chris. It bothers me. So I got these ones that are, they're bone conduction. They sound fancier than they are. They're really cheap. You can get them on Amazon. They're bone conduction. They go over your ears and nothing goes in your ear. They kind of rest on the bone on the outside. It goes in your ear. All right? But you can definitely see them. Michael, can you see the headphones? Don't tell lies, Michael. Anyway, you can see them easily. It doesn't matter that Chris and Michael are filthy liars. Chris repeatedly keeps asking if I have my headphones in. Chris is only about maybe 10 feet away from me. 10 feet? 15? The only reason Chris wouldn't know if I have headphones in is if Chris's eyes are going too. Now, that leads me to this. So I was naturally mocking Chris for his blind worthlessness. And Chris said when he does have to get glasses, he's going to get contacts and never tell me because he thinks I'll be mean about it. I think that's dishonest. You know what else is dishonest? Destroying people's livelihoods. U.S. Safety Agency to consider a ban on gas stoves amid health fears. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission plans to take action to address pollution, which can cause health and respiratory problems. Quote, any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. It is funny how every single part of the American communist's agenda, well, every communist's agenda, but let's focus on our communists for the time being. Remember, communism takes different forms everywhere it goes. Communism in China looked way different than it did in the Soviet Union. It looked way different in Cambodia. It adjusts based on which malcontents it has to appeal to in any society. It just always does. So our malcontents, they aren't the urban poor of the Soviet Union. They're not the rural poor of China. We have different groups of malcontents here. Feminists who watch The View every day and eat. We have the quote, civil rights nonsense, the LGBTQ Air Force nutters, the climate change nutters. Those are our malcontents. So those are all the people our communists appealed to. But isn't it interesting that every single part of communism involves killing you or destroying things that make you happy? Isn't that funny? No matter what it is. No. You can stay. You can't drive a car. You can't eat meat. You can't cook on your gas cooktop. You can't do this. You can't do that. And now that we think about it, there's about 6 billion too many people on the planet. You also can't live anymore. Isn't it interesting how every single part of it is about making you miserable? I thought that was interesting. Speaking of which, Mars, the candy company, to offer all female M&Ms for a limited time to honor successful women all over the world. Apparently, they're only going to include the green, brown, and purple candy-coated chocolates. I really don't have anything to add here, but since when did the green M&M become a chick M&M? Green is a dude's color, and the brown one too. Brown is a man's color. They can't take that from us. What, Chris? They've not always been chicks, have they? That's a lie. Mike, they have? What? Which one's new? The purple one? Yeah, the purple one just got here. Why don't you trout her out for the all-female thing? I don't think those other ones have always been chicks, Chris. I think you're a dirty liar. Journalist loses her job after reporting about abuse allegations in West Virginia's foster care and psychiatric facilities. I'm going to simply mention this. This is uncomfortable because there are so many foster families that are angels out there. I've known them. They are taking constantly taking in these kids. Many of these kids have problems. It's not their fault. And they're constantly taking them in. And then they fall in love with these kids. You know, they want to, but the kids are coming and they're going. And it's an awful situation. You're splitting up brother and sister. It's a really, really tough situation. However, there are many people in the foster care industry who are in there for very nefarious reasons. And I'm just going to tell you a little story. It was actually a fiction, totally a fiction book I read. Fiction, I need to stress, this was a fiction book. And in this book, the foster care of a particular state, the foster care system, was used by the wealthy and powerful people within that state. It was used as a child trafficking, I'll leave it that way, a child trafficking source. You see, when you have these kids that, I don't want to say no one wants, that's totally not fair to those freaking kids. When you have these kids that don't have mom waiting for them to come home, dad waiting for them to come home, terrible situations, these kids don't have anyone to look out for them. And wealthy, powerful people who love to abuse kids in various ways, they love finding a source for kids like that. And so I do find it interesting that a journalist reported on the rampant abuse of West Virginia's foster care and psychiatric facilities, and she was let go from her job. Huh. That is interesting, isn't it? And you're going to have to forgive me, but I can't help but wonder how many children out there, maybe some listening to the sound of my voice but right now, are in the West Virginia foster care system, and they're being abused terribly by wealthy, powerful people who will have a journalist fired so nobody else finds out. And I want you to listen to me. If maybe you're one of those abusers, hell is going to find you one day, all right? And it's going to be hot. All right? All right. The IRS and Jimmy Fallon, and then headlines I didn't get to, and man alive, we have a lot. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to your feet. There are three things. You know what they are. Three things you never shortchange yourself on. Your bedding. You spend a third of your life in bed. Your toilet paper. I just added that one, Chris. I actually added the toilet paper is not part of the list. Okay, stop. Your tires. People always go cheap on the tires. No, these were cheaper. No. Your whole family's life rests on those tires. Your tires. And anything that goes on your feet. Anything that goes on your feet. I know you have wear around the house shoes. Maybe they're flip-flops. Maybe they're slippers. Man, my slippers have a four-layer design inside and out. You can wear them all day. Your knees don't hurt. Your back doesn't hurt. It's like you're walking on a little cushiony cloud, and they're $90 off. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you a pair of my slippers for $49.98 a pair. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll be back tomorrow, and then the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. I think the next day is Saturday. But you know what I'm saying? I'll be here all week on the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email me, Jesse, at jessekellyshow.com. Couple things here. One, I saw this, and this stuff confuses me. We're going to get to headlines I didn't get to here in a couple minutes. Just bear with me a second. NBC executives, this is from Radar Online, regret paying Jimmy Fallon an $80 million contract extension as Fox News' Greg Gutfeld beats tonight's show soundly in the ratings. They paid him $80 million for 5 years. And here's why this confuses me. It's not the money aspect of it. What confuses me is this. You know what the show was worth. I don't understand. I see this all the time. Here's where I see this. I see this in sports a lot. I see this in media a lot, where you have these huge contracts that we all look at and go, oh my gosh, $80 million, that wouldn't be too bad. What? And there are these eye-popping numbers. And then you see a year later, 2 years later, management isn't happy with the deal. The owner isn't happy with the deal. Well, let me explain something to you very clearly. Shows, whether they be radio shows, TV shows, shows are not charities. Even the Jesse Kelly Show. This is not a charity. You can consume it for free, and I'm glad it will always be that way, by the way. I'm glad you can, but shows you consume for free are not charities. They're supported by advertising, meaning advertisers will pay to be on the show. This is stuff you know, right? Stuff you know. You know about the time and thought we put into ours. By the way, I should note, Chris, I did reject that other one from today, by the way. Thank you for your work. Chris does a lot of the digging now when we have advertisers who want to advertise. We have to do a deep dive, right? Because we don't trust anything anymore. Anyway, you know shows that you consume for free are supported by advertising. So what does that mean in the end? At the end, it means this. A show, you know what the show is worth. It's not a mystery. It's not up in the air. It's not like M&M's. Speaking of M&M's, it's not like M&M's throwing an M&M logo on a sponsorship on a NASCAR car. You know that's worth something, but you can't put a dollar figure on it. You don't know. They've tried forever to try to figure out how much that's worth. You don't know, but it's worth something. You know exactly what Jimmy Fallon's show is worth. Like, you know exactly what the Jesse Kelly show is worth. It's not mysterious. You have the numbers. They come in at the end of the year. Do we make any money at all? Many shows do not, by the way. And if you make that a trend, then you go bye-bye. But do we make any money at all? Okay, we did or we didn't. Okay, we made money. Okay, how much money did we make? Okay, the company made this much money. How much money can we afford to give to the host? That's really what it is. It's not more complicated than that. It's just like your business. If you run a little sandwich shop or whatever, that's you see what kind of money you have coming in. When you find out what you have left over after all the everything's been paid and whatnot, then you figure out what you can pay yourself. It's not complicated. So what I don't understand is you have these huge organizations like NBC putting clowns like this on the air.
There was Alpha, then Delta, then Omicron next. But this latest variant might be the best. It's XBB.1.5. Another brand of COVID-19 has arrived. It's a new strain.
Yeah, Chris, I feel ashamed for him too. I hear you there. That is embarrassing. Okay, well, that's embarrassing. And it's not making money. It's not bringing in revenue. People turn to channel. Therefore, advertisers won't pay as much for the show. Therefore, the show isn't worth as much. But how is any of that a surprise? I will never have any sympathy for it. Look, I do the same thing with sports teams. Oh, we signed this 39-year-old pitcher for a 10-year contract worth $300 million. Then 3 years later, whoa, he's not worth this at all. Really? Are you shocked by that? Couldn't happen to a better company than NBC. Barf. Another one of these garbage companies. You should change the channel. Remember, put your money where your morals are. As much as you can. I know there are limitations. Chris, isn't the college football national championship tonight? I think you have no idea. Chris, could you please get more up on the sports? Where's Michael? Get Michael in here. I bet he'll know. Isn't the college football national championship? It is. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Could you please inform Chris of these things from now on? Please. Anyway, I know you're going to tune into a channel you don't like to watch it if that's your thing. I know. Wherever we can, we put our money where our morals are, all right? Now, where do you have your cell phone service? I'll get to headlines in a second, but that money comes out probably automatically every month. Where's it going? Because you could switch to Pure Talk. It'd take you 10 minutes on the phone right now. You keep your phone, you keep your number. You could switch to Pure Talk, save a fortune, and your money would go to a company that actually loves the country. Their CEO fought for this country. They're so adamant about America. Their customer service, Americans, based right here in America. They speak English. It's really wonderful. Come on over. Come on over to the good side. Switch to Pure Talk. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250 say Jesse Kelly.
And now
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Corporate kingdom. DeSantis-backed plan to take control of Disney's land is announced. That's anti-communism. That's aggression. Can't wait to see all the people on the right. Well, I'm not comfortable with that. That's not who we are. Kentucky joins growing movement to blacklist ESG banks. We've been saying for a long time, red states joining together to go after this ESG stuff, to create parallel economies. It is the way we will overcome a lot of this corporate communism. That's outstanding. Jim Jordan to chair Weaponization of Government Select Committee. Just want to remind you once again that that host you listen to or watch on TV that for the last week has whined about the 20 holdouts, he's going to cheer this committee on when Jim Jordan goes along. You would have never had this committee if that host would have got their way. Just remember that. Joe Biden's border visit only lasted 3 hours, and it was 2 years too late. Well, that's good. We don't want him down there any longer to screw everything else up. January 6th committee releases Social Security numbers of Trump officials and their allies. I'll never forget reading the book Wise Guy. You know the movie Goodfellas? Wise Guy is the name of the book that he wrote, where they made the movie off of the book. And I remember reading in the book him saying, I was so scared to come forward, not because I thought they would catch me, but because the cops, the government was so careless with my information. I found out about an informant one time because the cop just left the papers on the desk and I looked over and read the guy's name right there. The government is the worst. Hey, at least they haven't been collecting our data for years. Gosh. All right. We're going to have more fun tomorrow. I had fun tonight, Chris. I don't know about you. Well, I don't really don't care about you, but I had fun. I hope the audience had fun as well. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Download the podcast if you missed a single minute of the fun, and we will do it again tomorrow, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.